This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. Presidential candidates have crisscrossed the state, and local candidates have debated across Dallas-Fort Worth. Now, on primary day in Texas, it's the voters' turn, and those voters have a lot to say. In Plano, people were lined up to vote before the polls opened at 7 a.m. Janet and Jeff Chapman were at Carpenter Park Recreation Center, where they worked out, voted, and then worked out some more. This husband and wife are retired from the military. They like going to the gym together. When it comes to politics, though, they're not on the same page.
I voted for Hillary Clinton because I belong to the Democratic Party.
I voted for Trump.
Janet Chapman says she supports Hillary Clinton because she once voted for former President Bill Clinton. For Jeff Chapman, concerns about political correctness and immigration made him a supporter of Republican frontrunner Donald Trump.
I think we've gone too much in what we can say and what we can't say. So I think we should be allowed to express our opinions on issues without being lambasted for them.
So do her husband's views bother her?
Sometimes, because we don't have the same views. I personally would not have voted for Trump, but I understand why he did it. So I'm going to give him credit there.
South of Plano in Dallas County, Margarita Macias and her daughter Patricia Ayersman stopped by the sub-courthouse in Oak Cliff. They voted for Ted Cruz, or as Macias put it in Spanish, el de Texas, the one from Texas. Asked what they would do if Donald Trump ends up becoming the Republican nominee, Ayersman said she isn't sure what she and her mom would do.
That would be a concern. And, you know, we're no longer Democrat, we're Republican. And that would be a big concern whether I would want to vote in November, what I would vote for, go back to the Democrat party.
In South Dallas, voters weren't just talking about the presidential candidates. The other big race on the ballot is for Dallas County Commissioner, featuring longtime incumbent John Wiley Price and Dwayne Carraway, as well as two other candidates. Raymond Smith supports Price.
I believe that John Wiley Price is systematically being removed from the system because of the stance that he do take. And this guy Carraway, I just don't trust him, you know, I don't trust him.
Linda Jordan voted for Carraway. She says there's been a lot of mudslinging between him and Price.
I think John Wiley has had his days come and gone. I mean, we need a change.
Tonight, we'll find out if anything changes at all. Stella Chavez, KERA News.